The field for governor continues to get bigger. Now, Representative Tom Tiffany has announced he's running. It was widely speculated he'd launch a campaign to take Wisconsin's top seat. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Primaries are next August, and the general election will be the following November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With deer hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease. Hunters have a variety of options to test for the disease, including self-service kiosks using meat processors that can assist with sampling, arranging an appointment with the DNR, or by doing it themselves at home or in the field. Hunters should also be aware of counties with baiting and feeding bans that have been triggered by positive chronic wasting disease tests. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, that's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday. The team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine. And highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hold that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Hey.
raindrops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me in the mission, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Let me throw you another keyword. Let me toss that out to you. The keyword is throw. THROW, throw. Text that right now through the Civic Media app with WGBW as we go for the green and gold, our multi-state text to win contest. Keyword for this 1 o'clock hour is throw. THROW.
It's the top of the season. Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
97.9 FM.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad
think you ought to walk with me and be safe. I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad wolves can't be good. I'll try to be satisfied just to walk close by your side. Maybe you'll see things my way before we get to Grandma's place. Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. You're everything that a big bad wolf could want. Oh, I mean bad. Bad.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
our winner list is growing. You can be like Dave. You can be like Ruth as we go for the green and gold. The multi-state text to win contest continues. We are inside a keyword hour, so let's get you that keyword again coming up in about 15 minutes right here. You have time to download the Civic Media app so that you can do some texting and some winning. We have green money. We have gold jewelry. That's the daily prize. So both Ruth and Dave, both going to be doing a little shopping courtesy of Civic Media. You're welcome. And flashing that bling. Why not? But also, they are both entered. And so will you be if you text in or go for the green and gold keyword for this hour, you'll be entered into the grand prize drawing. And that's the tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota on November 23rd with indoor club level seats. Stick around. The keyword is coming up again right here on WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
On 97.9 and WGBW. We've got news always for you at WGBW.FM on demand. And also coming up, another local news update from our WGBW newsroom.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away from me. Maybe the sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away. I won't beg you to stay.
Nice. with local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Wouldn't it be nice to be this daily winner for Go for the Green and Gold? Our multi-state text to win contest keyword for this hour is throw, T-H-R-O-W. Can you throw a football? I probably can't. My hands are small. Maybe a Nerf football. Maybe a spongy one. I would be okay. But throw. You don't have to do any performing. You just have to text. Throw is your keyword. Text that through the Civic Media app with WGBW. Green and gold winning of green money and gold jewelry on the line for this daily prize. And then also the grand prize. You will be seeing Green Bay and Minnesota throw that football around on November 23rd from indoor club level seats. If you're the grand prize winner, as we go for the green and gold, throw is this hour's keyword. Text it through the Civic Media app with WGBW. Another local news update from our WGBW newsroom is coming your way right now.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's Keller Elementary School will once again have children's voices ringing in the halls, not as a school, but a theater for young actors. The last school in Green Bay School District's consolidation closures, Keller Elementary, was sold September 22nd to Evergreen Theater, a local nonprofit theater company. The new owners say Evergreen's young actors program was getting too big for its current location. In addition to expanding their own program in the new space, they're also planning to lease out part of the building to other nonprofit organizations, particularly arts organizations. Evergreen's chair of branding and development tells the Green Bay Press Gazette the idea is for the space to be a whole community organization. The company hopes to perform their first show in the new space, The Sound of Music, in February. The Brown County Job Center is also in a new space. They held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for the relocated center inside the Brown County Central Library on Pine Street in downtown Green Bay. Officials say the collaboration brings workforce resources directly into the heart of the community, increasing access to job search assistance, career training, and employment services for residents of all ages. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine. And highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
I feel bad. I'm broken down, peace.
GBW. Almost time for Eric Westfall. He comes in at 2.
Here they come again. Mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. Mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. If you can. Now we gotta run. Mm-hmm. No more time for fun. Mm-hmm. When we're getting angry, mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. Mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. You don't have to listen. You don't have to hear it through the grapevine. You can hear it right here. I'm giving you the keyword again. Coming up in moments for Go for the Green and Gold. Just have that Civic Media app ready to text with WGBW.
When your baby don't love you. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, cause you know the words I've been saying. I know that you've been cheating.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. You have just a little bit of time left because at 2 o'clock you will not be able to text this keyword throw, T-H-R-O-W. After two, it's no longer good. Now we'll have more chances for you to win today, But don't miss out on this one. Text THROW, THROW. Text that now through the Civic Media app with WGBW. As we go for the green and gold, it is our multi-state text to win contest, and you could be our next winner. THROW is your keyword.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another farmer's market on Broadway happening today. That starts at 3.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into
The others were untrue. But when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
to Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Call on me, and I'll send it along with love from me to you.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I will see you again tomorrow starting at 9. Another Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest keyword comes up at 3.
I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI and Dallas police investigating a deadly shooting at an ICE facility today. ICE officials in a statement say no ICE officers were injured and say three people were shot. Authorities say the shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the chaos.
We saw a statement from the Department of Homeland Security indicating that all three of those who were shot were definitively detainees of ICE and that two of them had died, even though Dallas police said in that news conference that one had died. So there is a bit of a discrepancy between the federal and local law enforcement agencies.
Ukraine's President Zelensky addressing the UN General Assembly today, calling on world leaders to stop Russia's aggression. It follows President Trump's criticism of Russia yesterday for its continued attacks in Ukraine. Typhoon Ragasa slamming Hong Kong with surge and flooding as the massive storm barrels through. It's expected to make landfall along China's southeast coast today. This is ABC News. Dozens of teachers and faculty members at schools, colleges, and universities have been fired after they made comments about the deadly shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. ABC's Cherry Preston has more on reaction.
Several educators who have been fired have filed federal lawsuits challenging their terminations, which they say were for posts on their personal social media accounts. In the complaints, they each argue their First Amendment right to free speech has been violated. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says acts of violence and hate must be condemned, but censorship and firing people for their private opinions expressed on their personal time is wrong.
The deadline is November 18th for AT&T customers whose data was leaked last year to claim part of a $177 million settlement. Over the course of 2024, tens of millions of AT&T customers had personal information leaked onto the dark web in two separate cyber attacks. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The field for governor continues to get bigger. Now Representative Tom Tiffany has announced he's running. It was widely speculated he'd launch a campaign to take Wisconsin's top seat. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Primaries are next August, and the general election will be the following.